Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Be Not Prideful. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
My name is Ava, and I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles, now in its 35th year on the air. Roland, I know that there are always new listeners. Do you have a special message for new listeners today?
A little boy was out in the yard pulling on a great big weed, and he was tugging really hard. And his dad came along and said, "Son, you need some help?" And the little boy said, "I sure do, because the whole world is pulling on the other side." Doesn't it seem that way sometimes? Well, you need a little help, and where's that help going to come from? It's going to come from God. You got to be willing to accept his help. And as long as you're prideful, as long as you're resentful, as long as you have a grudge against somebody, as long as you want to blame somebody else, as long as you don't want to admit you're wrong, then you block that help. But as soon as you become unblocked, you let go of your resentment, you stop blaming other people, you stop blaming yourself. Like the old expression goes, you let go and let God, and he answers. And his answer's been there all along. You just didn't see it. You weren't ready to receive it. All right. So God allows U-turns. That's my message today. I saw it. It was a bumper sticker. I really like it. It said, God allows U-turns. All right, so you messed up. Everybody's messed up. So you messed up. Never mind that. Today is the day. Maybe you can get started. I've had people listening to me for years and years and years, and they keep listening because they know there's something good there, but somehow they don't quite get it. They're not quite ready. And then all of a sudden, they get it, and they're on their way. That's what I want to say to new listeners today.
I know you're always excited to have new listeners, and I also think it's really great that more people will benefit from your special program. Thanks, Roland.
Yeah, it really is a special program. Not because I'm special. I'm not special at all. I'm just a regular person. But what's special about it is that I strive to help a person. Let me put it another way. I strive to make you aware that what you're doing is either good or not so good. But whether what you're doing is sort of good or not so good, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you make the connection with God. And anything that blocks you from a connection to God is not good. But there are a lot of things that block you. Words themselves can block you. For example, people can use words in a shallow way. So shallow, as a matter of fact, you go all around, and the word things people say are either shallow or they're trivial. They talk about important things, but they don't really mean what they say, or they don't really understand what they're saying. Or it's somehow, there's something wrong about their even talking about it. And then the other thing is that people talk about trivial things. And so the words themselves then can block you from the real truth. Why? Because you react to their words. You respond to their words. Maybe you believe their words. And then you find out you're being fooled or you're being lied to, or the words are shallow and they never lead you anywhere. And then you despair. And you think there is no truth, there is nothing beyond, or you resent the person. You resent them for their hypocrisy or for misleading you, and so on. And so those block you from real meaning, real truth. Eventually, ultimately, they block you from God. And the other thing that blocks you from God is hating your father. How many people resent their father? Yeah, maybe he was resentful. Maybe he was not such a bad guy. Maybe he was a decent guy. He was doing the best he could, but he just never found the key himself. He never became the Moses, the David, the Paul. See, he never did, the George Washington. He didn't. He wanted to, maybe, but he just couldn't. And things were blocking him. See, he went out in the world and there was injustice, and it made him angry, and his anger blocked him. How many of you have dads whose anger blocked them? You wanted to get close to your dad, you wanted to communicate with him, but he was angry, and it blocked him. All right? Then a lot of dads have been off to the war. How many wars have there been? Endless series of wars. And they go to war, and guess what? They're traumatized. In the war, they see things that no one should ever have to see, and they're not ready for it. Who is ready for it? Who is? And they came back, and they never were the same again. They were all bottled up. All right, so those things block you from God. And then the other thing that blocks you from God is, first of all, you think that you need someone to, how can I say this? You think you need somebody to lead you to God, but you don't. What you need is simply to wake up and find him without a middleman. You don't need a middleman. There's only one middleman. There's only one, and that was Christ. And he said, don't call anyone a teacher. He said, you're all brothers. He said that, Matthew 23. Go look at it yourself. We're all brothers. So, yeah, somebody can say something that might wake you up a little bit. Or, yeah, they can talk about things that you have always yearned to hear. You love to hear about Jesus and about God and about these good things. There's so much filth and so many lies and so much cruelty and bad in the world. It's nice to hear talk about good things. Okay, I understand that. But just hearing the talk is not enough. You have to make contact with God. So never mind the experts, all the authorities, never mind all of them. Don't resent them. Don't resent them. Just temporarily just forget about them and instead focus on the little things that you might be doing that block you from God.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851.
Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
Focus on the little things that you might be doing that block you from God and Jesus, okay? So all these other things are distractions and also potential temptations. If somebody comes to you, no matter how well-meaning they are, and they start talking to you about God, but if you can see they don't really understand what they're talking about, or you can see that they have an agenda, they want to win points, they want to get a gold star for converting you or bringing you in. You see that, don't resent them, but just realize that they haven't found it. So Jesus said, go into your room and close the door, pray quietly to your Father. So just how do you get close to God? Well, first of all, you have to want to. And then secondly, you have to put all these things out there, make them distant. Don't let them upset you and anger you. And see, they want to pull you in too, don't they? They have all these different arguments and all these clever things, and they ask you questions. And see, it's all planned. They want to draw you out. They always have some agenda. See, and some of us, we have a really good eye for deception. All right. We spot it. And what do? It tempts us to judge them and to resent them. So just see you have this weakness that you want to judge and resent other people. So for a while, you're better off just just putting all that stuff aside and focus on the little thing. All right, so that's what I do. I bring you back to the little thing. So number one, watch out for resentment. That blocks you from God. Number two, forgive your father. Don't resent him. Don't judge him. Just see that he was lost. He never found it. The world was too much for him. Your mom was too much for him. She needed something too, didn't she? She needed love from him, but he didn't have it. He didn't have it for her. He didn't have it for himself. Something blocked him. So you got to become unblocked. And you can do it. Let go of the resentment. All right. Don't resent other people. Number two, just put away any images of yourself that you have. See, people say, oh, he's a criminal. She's a slut. He's a phony. She's witchy. He's a drug addict. See, he's got these different issues. People are always labeling you. All right, let them label you. But just realize that you're a potential child of God. See, it says in the Bible something very beautiful. Christ said it. He said, God is not a respecter of persons. So that means that just because somebody wears a nice suit or drives a nice car, or just because they have a lot of money or because they have a high position in the kingdom of heaven doesn't mean anything at all. And yet, just because a person happens to be down and out, has been taking drugs, has been, you know, promiscuous, all that stuff, all right, it's all, everybody's messed up one way or the other. But it's your soul that's important. And salvation can begin for you right now. All right, never mind the past. It can begin right now. You hear the words and they awaken you to want to find the Father you've never known. They awaken you to yearn and they awaken you to search. And all the stuff in the past, never mind. And it'll keep coming back to mind. See, everything from your past will rise up to torment you. Oh, you did this, you did that. You did this, you did that. Your father was this, your brother was that. You failed to do this. You shouldn't have done that. It'll rise to torment you. Just keep it distant. Focus on the now, right now. Right this moment, you can take your first little step. You've already taken it. You've already taken it toward God. Confucius said the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So you're taking a step in a new direction. And the past will rise up and, oh, you did this and you did that and just push it aside. Yeah, I'm not saying to bury it under the carpet. I'm saying, okay, there it is. But don't react to it. Don't respond to it. See, because it wants to make you despair. It wants to pull you back down, doesn't it? It doesn't want you to become free. It doesn't want you to find God. It doesn't want you to be happy. And now you can have compassion on your mom and dad. Remember when they were younger? He was a pretty cool guy, and your mom was a nice lady. But something blocked them, and they ended up fighting with each other. And they never found it. So don't let that happen to you. You could begin by forgiving them, letting your grudge go. Forgive other people. Nobody's found it. But you can find it if you can put all that other stuff aside and begin your search. And don't look to the world for answers. They don't have answers. And even if what they say is right, it wouldn't do you any good because you have to see it for yourself. God wants you to see it for yourself. And how do you see it for yourself? In his light of truth. The light shines and you see. Oh my God, You see the truth in his light. You see the connection? He wants you to see in his light and realize in his light and be sorry in his light and then wipe the tears from your eyes and be forgiven in his light and move forward with joy and a new zest for life in his light. See? So I'm going to stop with that. That's enough right there. And if you need help, yeah, I'm not going to help you, but we have a meditation. It's a very simple little thing, and it'll help you to continue doing what I'm talking about now. Begin your little steps toward God.
Roland will be right back after this short announcement.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books on the beauty of the spiritual walk and about healing relationships? So, if you like Roland's radio show, then you will definitely want to check out his informative books, one of which is sure to help you with your spiritual walk and loving relationships. You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
We always say grace before every meal. Well, not breakfast and lunch, because we're all over the. I was going to say we're all over the map. Well, literally, we are all over the map sometimes. Oh, we're in the same house, but I'm doing something, they're doing something. So we grab a bite. So we're all over the place. But for dinner, when we're all home, I say grace and we bow our heads, close our eyes. And like that, we don't always fold our hands. We sometimes, we don't fold our hands actually when we say grace, but you got the idea. We bow our heads and close our eyes. So, but anyway, in the Bible, it does tell us in both the Old and New Testament sometimes to bow our knees before God. Now, that's an interesting word, before. We kind of take it for granted. Yeah, bow our knees before God. Bow our knees. But when you stop to think about it, what does that mean? Bow our knees before God. Well, I think ideally it should mean in the presence of God. Bow our knees in front of God or in the presence of God. Now, you have to understand that when Christ came, he brought the kingdom of God. See, John the Baptist said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And Christ said, repent. But then you know what? The kingdom of God was here and is here. And not only that, but Christ is the high priest. And he made possible for us to have a closer relationship with God, which was impossible before him. So prayer. So what is it that prays? Not just your mouth. Is it possible to just pray with your mouth? It is. You could just mumble some memorized words. And in a way, you're paying homage. You're acknowledging. It's like if we say the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, we say it, and we memorized it, haven't we? So yeah, we can use our just use words, and it does give homage to obeisance to. It acknowledges God, so that's good. All right, just like little kids will memorize songs and Bible verses, everything, that's fine. But now we come back again in the presence of. So how about with our mind? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But how about our soul? Can we pray with our soul? Yes. And I'll never forget, this was a few months ago, I was reading something that Francis de Sales said. Francis de Sales said, he said, unite yourself to God by a mere upward glance. Do you see? It's like, what words can I use? It's so beautiful. You are questioning, asking, yearning for, calling upon. See, it's beautiful. Well, you see, you can pray with your soul by a mere upward glance. But you notice what he said, St. Francis de Sales said, uniting yourself to God. That's it. It's like a rapport, an intimate rapport. All right, so I've come a long way now, haven't I? I've said actually quite a bit in this little time. Food for thought. Sometimes I say about my sons, he makes the meditation moment. And it's always food for thought. So I've given you some food for thought.
Have you ever wondered why you're so restless, nervous, and uneasy? You have to find your ground of being. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Augustine said it so beautifully. Our hearts are restless until we find rest in you. We try to find relaxation by drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, or getting massages. How do you find rest in God? You've heard about Jesus. He said, "Find rest in me." You want to feel good, feel that people like you, and when someone doesn't see you in a good light, you hate them. Instead of placating guilt, why don't you find your Creator? Let Him lead you out of your selfishness. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
But now let's talk about the presence of God. See, the great, how about the mystics down through the ages? They wrote books like Brother Lawrence wrote a book called Practicing the Presence of God. Are those mere words? No, he means it. Or Madame Guyon, her book. Oh, what's the title in English that's so good? I can't think of the title. Oh, yes. Experiencing God Through Prayer. So the presence of God, that's what we want? Don't we want the presence of God? We do. Not just figuratively, but also literally. Christ said, remember, he said, when two or more are gathered in my name, there am I among them. We want their presence. All right, so now what blocks their presence? Well, see, we're born separate from God. As we come into the world like little animals, but we have a potential. We have a latent potential. And little kids in a way, they're little beings that have to grow. So see, it wouldn't be time yet for all these weighty religious things, would it? It wouldn't be time yet. Little children, they have to grow and jump and skip and hop and run and laugh and discover all the beautiful, wonderful things in God's great green earth. Even though it's not time yet for the weighty spiritual matters, they know they have a sense of justice, a kind of sense that there is good and there's evil. They know that. Nobody has to tell them. They know it. And they kind of know that there's God. And they hear about Jesus and they like what they hear. That's good enough for the little children. Like a little child is playing, and then all of a sudden, the little child, "Where's mommy? Where's daddy?" And the little child comes running, "Daddy!" And daddy's there. And the little child gives daddy a little kiss and a hug, and then runs off and plays some more. It's enough that the child knows that daddy is there. That's enough. All right, so for little children, it's enough to know that God is there. That's enough. But that, and then there's the teenage years, and then we have ideals. And we have a sense that we want to do something to make the world a better place. And we want to get married and have a career, maybe, and work. We want to do all that stuff. All right, but then, you know, you have a family and a career. And now there comes a time again of searching and of yearning, of wondering. And now it is the time to begin to ponder these weighty spiritual things and start to move toward God. So I hope you've enjoyed today's program. I know I certainly have enjoyed making it. And you go to the website. I have, like I said, a lot of resources there, including the little meditation, which is so good. And it's totally free. Totally free. It helps you to start to do the kind of things that I've been talking about today. It helps you to do them. It's very simple. Nothing complicated. Very simple. It doesn't get in the way. It just helps a little bit. Until next time, Lord willing, and the Greek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo,